It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll look into the future of some of Wisconsin's lighthouses, many of which are currently up for auction.
Yesterday, the Seventh Circuit Federal Court of Appeals effectively sent the John Doe investigation back into the state courts with an injunction on a previous federal ruling that had blocked the investigation.
It's the latest in a legal volley over whether the so-called John Doe investigation can carry on. The case centers around the accusation that Governor Walker's past campaigns illegally coordinated with conservative groups on things like fundraising and campaign spending.
Reporter Chuck Kornbach has been following this story. He joins us from our studio in Milwaukee. Chuck, welcome back.
Good afternoon.
So let's start with the basics. What did the appeals court decide yesterday?
Well, as you were sort of saying there, the appellate court, which heard the arguments in this case a few weeks ago in Chicago, I was down there for that, they expressed some dismay, disappointment at the time that this case was before them, and effectively then said yesterday that this case doesn't belong before us, that this is a state of Wisconsin investigation, state of Wisconsin matter, and therefore the federal district judge, Rudolph Randa in Milwaukee, basically was wrong to intercede and issue an injunction, and they have the three-judge panel has sent the case back to the Wisconsin courts.
So you might think, okay, this thing is moving around again, it's back in play, but it's actually not. It's still on hold. Can you tell us about that edge of it?
Kind of an N on the neutral, like the neutral space on your dashboard or your vehicle. So it's the state Supreme Court and appellate courts in Wisconsin are being asked to review a decision by the presiding judge in what's called John Doe 2, Gregory Peterson, who about a year ago stopped subpoenas in the case and said there was not much of a case there. So the things have been on hold, really, in a way, since then. It was later the Club for Growth, the conservative group, allegedly coordinated with Governor Walker, sued in federal court, went after the prosecutors that had been pursuing them. And that's how it got into federal court. As I say, the federal court has basically, it seems, stopped things, although there could be an appeal of yesterday. But things are not moving along at any fast clip in the state courts as far as we know.
Now, the ruling also effectively dismissed a lawsuit against the prosecutors behind us. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. Back in February, a Club for Growth sued the prosecutors, saying that the free speech rights of Club for Growth and Eric O'Keefe, one of their leaders, had been violated, free speech rights, rights of association, and so on. Judge Randa had said, yeah, I agree with that. But the federal appeals court yesterday said, listen, this is not a matter for the federal courts.
Now, what has been the response so far, both from Governor Walker and from the Democratic Party?
Well, Governor Walker was quizzed about the ruling shortly after it came out yesterday afternoon in Milwaukee and sort of repeatedly said he praised Judge Peterson, the state court presiding judge who had basically halted things, as praised Judge Peterson as being independent from Governor Walker and independent from the governor's friends. And so the governor is basically relying, it sounds like, on Judge Peterson's a hold on things to carry the day, at least for a while.
Now, as far as how this whole thing could proceed, although the injunction is being lifted, as we said, the investigation is on hold, not going anywhere for the time being. But if the Supreme Court were to pick it up, how would that happen?
Well, they would, I guess, want to. They would say there's reason to take this up. But, you know, it's getting into the murky world of politics and law of the Wisconsin court system. State Supreme Court, as of late, has been in Governor Walker's favor on a bunch of rulings, and they could say, well, we don't really want to take up this case right now, maybe later on. Or there could be an effort to bring it up now and talk about it. I would sort of be surprised in the weeks before the November election that this would get a rapid look, the Judge Peterson ruling would get a rapid look by the state Supreme Court or an appellate court, but wouldn't completely rule it out.
But probably you're saying not likely to happen before the election in November.
Tough to predict. I think most people would be surprised if it came up, but again, it cannot be counted out.
Now, part of Judge Randa's earlier ruling, he had said that the documents involved in the John Doe investigation should be destroyed. Where are we with that? Is that still in place?
Well, I think that was stopped. There was a bunch of documents that came out in August, of course, suggesting that Governor Walker was urging, or his campaign staff was urging Governor Walker to tell various groups to send your money to Club for Growth. And there was a lot of money that came in from mining interests in that matter. And Democratic candidate for Governor Mary Burke has said, well, if that wasn't illegal, it ought to be. So there were documents that came out that yesterday. The appellate court said, that's all the documents we're going to release for now. There was an effort by a media group, a Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, who argued, their attorneys argued in Chicago a few weeks ago to release more documents, but the judges yesterday kept under lock and key, or wherever these things are kept these days, in computer files, about, I guess, 8 documents pertaining to the Doe case.
So here we are in the lead up to the midterm election, and that's coming up November 4th. Is this going to make any difference with voters? We've been watching this judicial ping pong going on, but is any of it going to sway people when they go to the polls?
Well, you know, what we know is that Marquette University, and it's one of its polls last week, released last week, actually still showed a majority of people respond said this is just politics and not something huge going on here. In fact, the percentage that said it was just politics had gone up since a poll a few months ago. In other words, all the documents that spilled out in August seemed to have indicated to some people that it was, well, just even more politics. I don't care about this. Now, you know, it's still 37% of those saying that something is going on here, and we don't quite know whether it was Walker's supporters or past supporters saying it's just politics, or if there were some past supporters of his saying, this is kind of serious. So there is still the potential, it's thought, that as Doe story continues, that it wounds him at least a little bit, at least at the state level, and it certainly potentially dims his national picture, although what happens in November with the voting matters more. But, you know, the headline in the New York Times yesterday, or this morning actually, was a court returns graft case to Wisconsin, and there's a picture of Governor Walker being interviewed, I think, in Madison. So when words like graft make the headlines, even though it's an allegation, it does sort of potentially stay worth a candidate, at least if he has national office in mind.
Now, is there any inkling of an appeal to the appeals court ruling from the Club for Growth?
Oh, yeah, it seems that there might be an attempt to get the full Seventh Circuit in Chicago to review what the 3 judges said yesterday. Now, the 3 judges that heard the case, 2 Republican appointees and 1 Democratic appointee. So I'm not sure if the full and en banc, I think they say, the full panel of appellate judges will hear this. That's also, of course, a question in the voter ID case where the ACLU and others want a full hearing at the appellate court. Don't know if either one's going to happen, either in voter ID or here in the Doe case.
So far, no court dates for you to cover yet, sounds like.
Or Sean Johnson or any of our other Gil Halstead or a legion of staff trying to keep up with this case.
All right, Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us.